Track 6, back to news stories. Homeless woman jailed for stabbing man. A homeless woman from Kingstainton has been jailed for stabbing a man in the head after warning somebody's getting hurt tonight. Katie Rocket used the blade from a craft knife to slash victim James Clark just above his ear and cause a 5-centimetre cut. She told him she wanted to cut his head off and put it on a spiked railing. She was out with her boyfriend, Ryan Dodd, who started the attack on Mr. Clark. She advanced towards Mr. Clark, who felt a cut to the side of his head. They were filmed on CCTV, congratulating each other. The same CCTV had earlier recorded her saying, "Someone's getting hurt, and see the blade." Rocket, 30, of no fixed address, but previously of Kingstainton. Rocket, 30, of no fixed address, but previously of Kingstainton, admitted wounding with intent, theft of a coat, and possession of a blade, and was jailed for 3 years by Judge Stephen Climey at Exeter Crown Court. Dodd, 30, of Torquay, admitted battery and will be sentenced later. The judge told Rocket the offence was aggravated by her abuse of drink and drugs and said, "On the evidence before me, you were totally out of control that night." Mr. Kenan Seaver said the confrontation ended with Mr. Clark being stabbed twice, once in the back and once in the head, and it is accepted Rocket was responsible for the second injury, which was 5 centimetres long and only skin deep. Mr. Paul Dennis, defending, said Rocket acted out of perverse loyalty to Dodd, who was her partner at the time, and as a result of being in such psychological turmoil, she had just been prevented from jumping on top of a multi-storey car park shortly before the stabbing.
It's been some time since we heard anything about the big Walborough-Barton development plan, but the next stage in a controversial project to create a new town of more than 1,200 homes on green fields outside Newton Abbot has been put on hold for now. Teignbridge Council's planning committee had been due to decide on a new link road as part of the huge Walborough-Barton development south of the town. The application was just for the road at the centre of a development dubbed NA3. It would have reopened the debate on the proposals that will change the shape of the town. But the link road application was withdrawn from the meeting following new data, which is understood was put forward by Walborough Residents Association. The council now needs to consider the additional information before the application can be considered at a future meeting. The Walborough-Barton scheme was approved by a planning inspector in 2021 and will see 1,210 homes built on hilly countryside between Decoy and Ogwell. Developers Vistry Homes and Baker Estates say it will address the need for homes in the Newton Abbot area, while objectors say it is overdevelopment that will destroy open countryside. In 2019, opposition to NA3 became so intense that a new political group was formed. The South Devon Alliance began as a group opposed to what it saw as the overdevelopment of Newton Abbot and is now the joint second largest party at Teignbridge Council with 9 elected councillors. Walborough-Barton is within the College Council ward, which is represented by 2 South Devon Alliance councillors. In addition to the houses, the scheme promises a new primary school, employment land and community facilities, including a day nursery and a health centre. There'll be a local shopping centre, play area, allotments and multi-use games area, as well as a link road connecting the A380 and the 381. The application due to have been considered this week was for 720 metres of road through the centre of the site. Objections include fears for wildlife around the fragile ecosystem of Walborough Fen, which is a site of special scientific interest. But a report from the committee points out that the planned road does not affect the Fen. Councillors have been recommended to approve the road, subject to a list of detailed conditions.
Fire station boss retires after 36 years. Firefighters in Newton Abbot said a fond farewell to their long-serving station commander. Scott Lehman clocked up 36 years with Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service, but has made the difficult decision to hang up his helmet. During a distinguished career, which started aged 18, Scott worked up through the ranks as both an on-call firefighter and whole-time. He retires after serving as station commander at Newton Abbot and station manager of several other stations in his wholesome role. His colleagues said he has spent his life operationally dedicated to protecting his local community in Newton Abbot. He also worked to develop and train thousands of firefighters from all over the UK and internationally in the proficient use of breathing apparatus as an instructor. Scott also spent some years as both a firefighter and a crew manager as a member of Blue Watch at Danes Castle Fire Station in Exeter. At his final drill night, the crew from Newton Abbot presented him with his retirement axe and a statue of two firefighters in BA. He thanked his family for all the years of support they have given him when he has had to miss birthdays, weddings, days out and all manner of social events in order for him to keep the appliances available and the community safe. In line with Newton Abbot Fire Station tradition, at 23:40, pagers were set off and Scott responded to the station for the final time. The crew lined the station and applauded him in recognition for all he has done in his 36 years. Scott was taken home at midnight in convoy with all three appliances for his farewell journey. A Newton Abbot Fire Station spokesman said Scott was a huge part of our station and the wider service. His absence will leave a huge hole in Newton Abbot that won't be soon filled. Thank you for all the years of tireless and dedicated service. You will be sorely missed by us all.
Auctioneer uncovers World War I ordnance in house clearance. Dawlish auctioneer David Force got a shock when helping pack up some items to go for sale. He unearthed what has turned out to be two First World War shell detonator fuses. David was helping the couple in Alphington when he managed to prise open a drawer which had not been opened for at least 40 years. He explained, "I didn't recognise them immediately and tried to unscrew them, but I noticed there were military signs on them, so I took them and other items back to the sale room. We then thought it best to check what they were and spoke to an ex-military friend who recognised them and told us not to drop them. With his colleague Anne Thorpe, auctioneer at Dartmoor Auctions near Okehampton, they alerted the police and bomb disposal unit. The Royal Navy bomb experts took away the fuses for safe disposal." David said, "I knew I shouldn't have juddled with them, and there is a photograph of the Royal Navy bomb disposal expert with the shell detonator fuses."